Letters to Daniel, Volume 5, Letter 364, Weapons and Tactics, Part 4, Power, Omnipotent. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2015, in the sixth month, on the 25th day of the sixth month.
Dear Dan, Angel Gabriel's name occurs three times in Scripture, and means, God is my strength. The first occurrence of his name is in the book of Daniel, where he is mentioned in chapter 9 verse 21 as, the man Gabriel, and who Daniel said he had seen in the vision at the beginning. It was God's strength that brought the name Jesus to Mary his mother, saying, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. And God's strength also spoke these words to Mary, for with God nothing will be impossible. The book of Luke, chapter 1 verses 30 through 33, and verse 37. In these last days, Jesus has sent Gabriel to at least two other men on earth. Pastor Roland Buck was one, who proclaimed the messages brought to him from God by Gabriel. The other is the writer of these letters. And he, the writer, is still trying to figure out the meaning of all this. He is beyond the, why me, stage of wonder. And he is getting comfortable with the notion that Gabriel has taken up temporary residence at the writer's house as part of the family, with the writer's permission of course, and by the leading of the Holy Spirit. But still, where is all this going? Scripture cannot be broken and will be fulfilled exactly and precisely as specified therein. Yet the scripture itself speaks clearly that the Lord left himself some room for greater things than these to be lived and recorded. See the book of John chapter 1, verse 50 and 51, and chapter 5, verse 20. Perhaps the Bible is bigger on the inside than it is on the outside. The purpose of God's strength given to the church in these last days is to proclaim the good news of the kingdom with boldness, and the power to live accordingly. For it is written, the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 7 through 11. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if, by any means, I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.